Jesus said much about his kingdom. And I thought he had chosen me a captain of his chariots and a chief man of his warriors. And I followed his footsteps willingly. But I found it was not a kingdom that Jesus sought. Nor was it from the Romans he would have had us free. His kingdom was but the kingdom of the heart. I heard him talk of love and charity and forgiveness, and the wayside women listened gladly, but my heart grew bitter, and I was hardened. My promised king of Judea seemed suddenly to have turned flute player, to soothe the mind of wanderers and vagabonds. I had loved him as others of my tribe had loved him. I had beheld in him a hope and a deliverance from the yoke of the aliens. But when he would not utter a word or move a hand to free us from that yoke, and when he would even have rendered unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, then despair filled me and my hopes died, and I said, "He who murders my hopes shall be murdered. For my hopes and expectations are more precious than the life of any man." Then Judas gnashed his teeth and bent down his head. And when he spoke again, he said, I have delivered him up. And he was crucified this day. Yet, when he died upon the cross, he died a king. He died in the tempest, as deliverers die, like vast men who live beyond the shroud and the stone. And all the while he was dying, he was gracious, and he was kindly, and his heart was full of pity. He felt pity even for me who had delivered him up. And I said, "Judas, you have committed a grave wrong." And Judas answered, "But he died a king. Why did he not live a king?" And I said again, "You have committed a grave crime." And he sat down there upon that bench, and he was as still as a stone. But I walked to and fro in the room, and once more I said, "You have committed a great sin." But Judas said not a word. He remained as silent as the earth. And after a while he stood up and faced me, and he seemed taller. And when he spoke, his voice was like the sound of a cracked vessel, and he said, Sin was not in my heart. This very night I shall seek his kingdom, and I shall stand in his presence and beg his forgiveness. He died a king, and I shall die a felon. But in my heart I know he will forgive me." After saying these words, he folded his wet cloak around him, and he said, "It was good I came to you this night, even though I've brought you trouble. Will you also forgive me? Say to your sons and your sons' sons, Judas Iscariot delivered Jesus of Nazareth to his enemies, because he believed Jesus was an enemy to his own race. And say also that Judas, upon the selfsame day of his great error, followed the king to the steps of his throne to deliver up his own soul and to be judged. I shall tell him that my blood also was impatient for the sod.